This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. We're here with our hosts, Ransom and Valor and Dad.
Ransom, Valor, and Dad.
Okay, what are you drinking?
Milk.
Milk.
You guys like milk?
Comment down below. Do you like milk, chocolate, or white?
Milk. It does a body good.
It really does.
That used to be the saying on commercials and stuff. Kind of interesting.
I like chocolate milk the best.
Vitamin D, whole milk.
Whole milk's
2% or skim. What do you think?
2%.
You like 2% better than whole?
Wait, no.
No, we don't ever have 2%.
Whole milk.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Whole
milk? Hey, why don't you go ahead and sit up there so I can hear you a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, what's new with you guys?
Not much.
Snow?
Got a foot of snow on the ground outside. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Val, are you having fun with the snow? Because you're not too much of a cold man, are you?
No.
But you're still having fun?
Yeah.
So we've got the snowplow always, we live at the very end
of a cul-de-sac.
And we always get like 10 feet of snow at the end of our road, at the end of the cul-de-sac. So we all make forts there and it's super cool and fun.
They're digging, they got tunnels and kind of like a fort, almost like an igloo, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we are going to be talking about the value of an old man because we are back in Boyhood and Beyond. It's been a long time since we worked through this book, and we only have a few more chapters.
Yeah.
But I lost it. Mm-hmm. I was cleaning up my office, and I found it.
Yeah.
We're back in it, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Before we get into our prayer and the chapter, is there anything else you guys want to share? Basketball starting?
Yeah.
You guys want to just say anything about basketball?
Well, I'm 1-0-1.
Yeah, you're 1-1.
0-1.
You're 0-1. That's okay.
No, I'm not 0-1.
He's 1-0-1.
Oh, you tied. Okay, yeah, yeah. It's upward basketball. Okay.
Upward basketball. They don't really keep track.
The littler games, they don't keep track of score, which is annoying.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally they have a girl on a team, which is annoying.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
NFL playoffs is going on right now, too.
NFL playoffs.
It's not been going.
My favorite team lost.
Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now.
Hey, thank you.
Because they...
1 week. To like practice.
Well, no, I think it's 3 weeks actually because they got to have it's two weeks. Yeah, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
I'm going to say the Seahawks are probably going to win. I love Drake May, so I'm going to go
for the Patriots. I think Seahawks are going to win too, but I'm going for the Patriots, obviously.
I love Drake May.
And Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a Seahawks fan. They just beat my favorite team last night. I guarantee the Seahawks are going to win. But I'm going for the Patriots. I love the Patriots.
You're guaranteeing?
No,
you're
guaranteeing. But I betcha.
You think so?
I think that the Seahawks are going to win.
And Valor, who do you think's going to win?
Seahawks, but I'm going for Patriots, obviously.
Patriots are awesome.
Okay.
I'm Drake May and Stephon Diggs.
Okay, guys. Well, that's enough for the preliminaries. Let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to get into our chapter. It's called The Value of an Old Man. Okay? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you again for your grace to us, and it is just a joy to have some older guys in our life that we can learn from. Thank you for Bob Schultz. We've been learning a lot from him over the last few years. Thank you for Pop Boo and the men at our church that are a little older than us as well that we've been able to learn from. God, help us as younger men, whatever age we are, to be able to look up at those who have lived life a little longer and learn all that we can. And we just thank you for godly older men. And even this opportunity to go through this book written by Bob. In Jesus' name I pray. And we all said,
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're talking about the value of an old man. This chapter, he talks about something that I enjoy. He starts off talking about two guys that are loggers. You guys know what a logger is?
I think so. Chop wood?
They cut wood down.
Cut it down, carve it.
They identify. Well, that would be a woodworker. A logger is somebody who identifies trees that can be cut down for value and go to the sawmill. And a lot of times big logging outfits, they'll clear out massive amounts of forest and then they'll replant because they want 50, 100 years from now to be able to do it again.
Yeah.
So they log and they cut, and it's a very dangerous job. they do a really good job. He starts the chapter talking about an older guy whose name was Wilby. His last name was Wilburn. So they
Wilburn.
Yeah, they called him Wilby for short. He was an older guy who's been a logger for many years. And then there was a younger guy that worked with him named Don. And in this chapter, it's interesting because he starts talking about how the young man, Don, they're business partners here, Don and Wilby. Don always thinks that he's going to cut faster than Wilby because he's a younger man. He's a lot faster just as far as his movements and his body. But it always happened that Don would get beat by Wilby because Wilby was always meticulous, knew exactly what to do. Here's what he says. Like most young men, Don thought that if he could just put out a little more speed, he would accomplish more. Wilby wasn't convinced. Now listen, this is interesting. With a deep respect and love for one another, they cut and bucked side by side, each his own way. Don worked fast, but couldn't keep ahead of slow and steady Wilby. At times, it took Don's strength to get out of trouble his speed got him into. The secret to Wilby's success was that he didn't make mistakes. His steady pace and his clear thinking allowed him to successfully compete with the strength and speed of youth. For nearly 30 years until he retired at the age of 65, Wilby worked his dangerous job without any serious accident. He finished as productive as he started. So every single time that they worked together, old Wilby, steady and firm, knew exactly what to do, and he would just work at a slow pace, but he didn't make any mistakes. Whereas Don was super fast and would make some mistakes and then would have to catch up after he made a mistake. Wilby, he just kept going. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The older guy, if you just looked and guessed, you'd probably think, well, he's going to be slower than the younger guy.
Yeah.
You know? You guys ever heard of the story of the tortoise and the hare? It's a joke. Okay, but tell us about it. Tell us the tortoise and the hare story. What do you remember?
The tortoise beats the hare in a race.
You remember that story? Yeah. How does the tortoise beat the hare?
The hare just being lazy. Well.
Okay. He did. So the hare is really fast. So he got way out ahead and thought, look at that tortoise. He's a bum. He's way back there. I think I'm going to take a nap. And then who ends up winning the race?
The tortoise.
The tortoise, because he's no. slow and steady and didn't quit. So there's wisdom in that, right? Mm-hmm. What's kind of the lessons we can take from a story like that?
Just be slow to what you do. Don't go fast.
Steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. Kind of like the lessons from hunting. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. What about the Wilby and Don story here makes you think about the work you do and the differences between Don and Wilby? What do you think? That are kind of similar to Tortoise and the Hare. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Don just kept going fast, and Wilby just was in a steady pace.
Mm-hmm.
And Don got in some mistakes he shouldn't have been in.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get himself out of there. Mm-hmm. Wilby didn't get in any mistakes, and he just passed him up.
That's right.
Yeah, if you went fast, you would almost never do really, really good.
Well, a lot of times in dangerous work, if you go really fast, you could, kill yourself. It's very dangerous. When you're logging or doing any kind of serious work like that with heavy machinery and with chainsaws, when I'm cutting up trees, and I always make sure who's around me, what I'm doing, I never want to cut into my leg or fall a tree and have it crush my skull or something. You got to be careful and know what you're doing, right? Same thing. Here's what it says. It's not strength and speed, but slow and steady that wins the race. Exactly like Tortoise and Hare.
Yep.
Slow and steady. Often, boys are unable to see the value of an old man. What does that old man know? They think to themselves. I can outrun him. I can outlift him. His ways are old-fashioned. He doesn't understand today's world. A young fool's perspective of age is old, slow, and unproductive. It's hard for a young man to be wise because he hasn't lived long enough yet to see the results of his action. An old man has experienced the rewards of hard work and the consequences of laziness. He has watched the result of hurry and the fruit of steady effort. Seasons have come and gone, and the old man knows the benefit of each. He enjoys what is at hand while patiently waiting for the benefits of the season to come. Tell us about the things you've learned from Papu.
Oh, basically everything. That includes fixing things. Everything that includes fixing things. He taught me. It's amazing. He's super smart.
Isn't it amazing all the things that Papu knows?
Yeah.
And really what he's done over the years, he's just collected wisdom and knowledge, and he's able to teach people what to do in a lot of different situations. Valor, tell us about the Christmas gifts that you guys have made over the years.
Oh, yeah. What?
The Christmas gifts that Papu helped you make?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Ask Valor.
Wait, what?
Tell us about the Christmas gifts.
What? What Christmas gifts? Valor was...
A pen? Knives?
A pen, a knife. We made a bunch of cool things for Dad and my Uncle Jesse. But one of the coolest things that I personally think we've made is probably a pen. We made a pen, we made a stand for it, we wrote our names on it.
What about Papu's garage and shed? Is it clean?
Oh my gosh, it's unreal. He mops his garage.
What about his vehicles, Valor? Are his vehicles really nice and clean?
Yeah, they're very, 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 very clean.
Well taken care of. There's value in learning all we can from older men, isn't there? It's pretty cool. Well, here's what Bob says, because he's been around the block too. Age and experience bring wisdom. When nearing 25, you begin to understand what you should have done when you were 15. At 30, you see the value of character your parents tried to instill in you all those years before. At 50, you learn how you should have acted when you were 30. When you're young, life is a theory. When you're older, it's become an experience. You know, I'm 42 now, and I can testify with Bob here that I could have given myself counsel when I was a younger man on a lot of different things in life that I just didn't know. And at that time, I probably wouldn't listen. One of the things about youth that you have to avoid is young people typically think that older people are silly and they don't want to listen, only to find out when they're older, I should have listened. Do you think that you guys can settle it right now just to be boys that want to learn from older men?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And also, I just turned 8.
And you just turned 8. So there's some things you know now that you didn't know when you were 5, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then when you're 10, do you think there's going to be some things you know that you didn't know when you're 8?
Yeah.
And that's how it is with life. You just begin to grow and learn. And that's a good and valuable thing.
Yeah.
A couple more things here to consider, guys. A boy who listens to an older man, like his father, you hear that? And follows his advice, will not look like the other boys his age. He will seem a little odd, maybe a little too conservative. He'll think about the end result instead of just plowing ahead with any ideas that tumbles into his mind. He is the one who keeps his friends out of trouble by saying, "My dad wouldn't do that. Let's pick something else." Respectable people will comment, "That young man is mature for his age." Let's talk about your buddies at church, because I think this is a really cool part about being involved at a good church, is that your buddies trying to live pretty much the same way you guys are. They're not young idiots. You know what I mean? They all love Jesus. Let's talk about your friends for a little bit. Why do you like the friends that you have so much?
They're nice to be around. The Christians, kind to us. They're just mates.
Would they ever encourage you to disrespect your parents?
No.
Do they encourage you to follow the Lord?
Yes.
Yeah? And are they a lot of fun?
Yeah. Yes.
Amazingly fun.
Do you guys like playing airsoft with them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot.
Are you guys going to be foolish when you get older?
No.
Asa is already talking about investing and knows about Dave Ramsey. I know that we've talked about Dave Ramsey a lot, but he's already thinking about his life. And
about Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I think is cool is a lot of the young boys in our church are looking ahead in life, and they're excited about being a boy, but they're also really excited about being a man.
Mm-hmm.
Is growing up something to be bummed out about or something to be excited about?
Something to be excited about.
So when Bob talks about here, he will not look like other boys his age. One of the things I appreciate is because of our friend community and because of our church, if you have a good church, then the boys that are your age are all going to look and act very similar. I mean, they're going to be different. I mean, some of the guys in our church love football, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some love airsoft, some don't.
Yeah.
You know, but they're all wanting to follow the Lord, and they're all wanting to be respectful of their parents and do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
And they're cool.
Yeah, they really are.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap this up. What's the value of an old man? Bob brings us to the Bible. He talks about Rehoboam. And Rehoboam, do you know who Rehoboam was?
I think so.
King
Solomon.
King Solomon's son.
Son.
King Solomon's son. Now, there was an instance where Rehoboam, after he took over for Solomon, he went to the council of the old men. And here's what the old men said. They started to counsel him. And they said, the people of Israel asked him to make their yoke lighter, and they would remain faithful to him. Rehoboam asked the old men how he should respond to this request, and they counseled him to be kind to the people and to please them. If he did, the old men assured, all Israel would serve him. They said, because of Solomon asking so much of the people and working so hard, the people loving him and wanting to do all they can to build the house and to build the temple, well, Rehoboam heard the counsel of the old men who were telling him, hey, chill out a little bit and just let them have some years of peace. Rehoboam turns to the young men, and they counseled him to be more dominating than his father. They said, make their work harder, be tougher than your dad, and demand more from the people. And he ended up going with, what do you think, the young men's advice or the old men's advice?
Probably the young men.
He went with the young men, and he listened to their advice. What's the value? It was stupid. What's the value of an old man? For Rehoboam, listening to the old men could have saved the kingdom. For you, an old man's experience, his failures and victories, might help you avoid foolish mistakes. He is like a road map that tells you where particular road leads before you even choose to go down it. An old man is an encyclopedia of first-hand experiences, a history book, a landmark, a treasure chest of facts and skills. Old men are priceless gifts to the boys who are wise enough to open them. Here's what I want to challenge you guys with. You guys do a good job of this. And the listeners, I want you guys to look at your dad and learn all that you can from your dad. You guys are looking at me now. I want you to learn all that you can from me. And I want to do my best at teaching you and training you about life and how to work and how to do stuff. And, you know, Papu knows more than me about just fixing and maintaining and building and those sorts of things. But I've been learning along the way. I want to teach you all that I know so you'll be able to teach your sons as well. But also, the other men in our life, there's a lot of good men in our life that love you. And you have Ding Ding as well. And you have our pastors at our church. You have Brandon. You have a lot of men in our church that really love you guys. And together, we can teach you guys a lot of stuff. But you guys also want to be learning from us. That's important. The young men listening in, listen to your dad. Respect your father. Aim at honoring the Lord by honoring your father and mother. And then turn to the guys in the church. Look to the elders of your church and the men at your church that you look up to and learn all you can from them. And be like the boy who's a wise boy rather than a foolish boy. You don't want to walk in the folly the Proverbs talk about, the foolishness that the Proverbs talk about. You want to walk in wisdom. Okay, guys, what else do you have?
I have a loose tooth.
You have a loose tooth. That's important. How did you get that loose tooth?
In basketball practice when a ball hit my tooth.
Hit him right in the tooth, and he just kept going. Bled a little bit, shook it off.
I broke my toe.
And yeah. Ransom broke his toe again. He's just the Sparks guys. I mean, Sparks family, that's what we do. We just break toes.
This is literally... I broke my toe 3 times in the past year.
It's pretty wild. It's all blue.
Yeah, it's all purple and blue.
Anything else to say about the value of an old man?
Listen to old men.
Listen and learn. Okay, guys. Think that's it?
Yeah. Please subscribe and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.